From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Totally freaks me out. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you that we sent out our reporter, Leanne McAdoo. It's also in the same link on drudgereport.com underneath the California flag flying in distress. That's not disrespect to California either. It means California is in distress. Your ship's sinking, you fly your flag upside down, says we need help. They need help. And again, I'm not even mad at these weirdo authoritarians. Dice is smart, man. He went out there with MSNBC talking points. And the only place I've seen MSNBC on is in California. At the airport, it's on in the T-shirt shops. It's on in bars. It's on everywhere. And they sit there and they hear, whites are racist inherently, guns are racist, arrest the white people, guns are bad. And it's like, we are here from planet Pluto to take over your Earth. I am Corton, individual transmitting this is Central Control. Prepare. The government is here. We'll bring by your pod. Go to sleep. When you wake up, everything will be fine. I mean, it's like living in the Twilight Zone. And this is what we've got to do. You've got to go to their gun rallies. I'm telling you, any anti-gun rally you go to, it is like a 1917 communist rally in Moscow or something. I mean, it is... You will hear the most, why, if I go out to these, though, they start attacking me and hitting me on the head with signs. I guess that's the answer, because I've done this many times over the years. I've got to start going to these myself. Then I get excited and start screaming at them, and then my voice gets shot. That's how my voice got like this. I think it's on YouTube. You can type Nazis are for gun control. La Raza, Mecha La Raza, Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. Yeah, there's a little clip of that in my film, Battle for the Republic. Man, folks get so mad at me when I go out there. I was out at one meeting, anti-gun meeting, and they had shirts that said, implement Plan of San Diego in Spanish. The Plan of San Diego, if you look it up, it's on the University of Texas history site, was to kill all whites above the age of 16. It is wow. It is crazy. I'm going to go out to break and then come back with a special report on the purge that's begun. And then Dean Hagman, Doug Hagman, I'm also friends with Dean Hagman, Doug Hagman is going to be joining us about the persecution of veterans and more. But let's go out to break with Mark Dice talking to more of the zombies. This is real, folks. This is what the New World Order does to these people. Here it is.
What we're doing is we're supporting the Lord. We're repealing the Second Amendment to get the guns off the streets.
White old lady.
If you have any problems, you can call the police. You don't need to defend your family yourself. So we're just repealing the Second Amendment. We just supported repealing the Second Amendment. Thank you so much. We're trying to just print.
He slaps her on the back. So, oh, my God, I love it.
Birthday, please.
I'm telling you, this is as good as it gets.
We're just repealing the Second Amendment.
Just get a sex or something.
And a signature. We're just repealing the Second Amendment.
Thank you so much.
We don't need that. If you have a problem, if there's a threat to your family, you just call the police. You can wait on them. So,
that's true.
Thank you so much.
And he's all fake like the liberals who are really authoritarian CIA technicians.
To own guns, that's for the police and the military, right?
Yeah.
In today's society, we can trust the government enough to be the only people who have the weapons. And we're just going to do some gun confiscations door to door and take them away from everybody.
All right.
Thanks for supporting that. Are you 18?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just checking. What we'll do after the Second Amendment is repealed is we'll have some door-to-door searches to confiscate the registered weapons, since we have databases of all of them, and we'll just do what we can to get all the guns off the streets.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I don't know how much more absurd I can be, right? Door-to-door gun confiscation. Holy cow. That's probably...
All right. We laugh about all this. It's not funny, though. I mean, these people are dangerous. They have no connection to reality, history, any of it. This is a new form of, like, drone or bot. They're robots. They're programmed by media. They're not even real people. Introducing Pro...
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're live, blasting out across the country. And then we come back Sundays live, 4 to 6 Central. By the way, there are a lot of great Californians. I have a lot of friends that have moved to Texas from California. I have family out in California. Not all Californians are brain-dead weirdo zombies. If you just joined us, I played a clip of Californians in public signing petitions to arrest white people for being white, and to do door-to-door gun confiscations and take all guns. The story is linked up at drudgereport.com, left-hand side, with an image of the California flag in distress upside down. America, Californians signed petition to ban and seize guns. I'm going to send reporters out to talk to authoritarian trendies that call themselves liberals. And I'm going to call for gun owners to be put in forced labor camps, and they're going to sign unanimously. We've got to show everyone how diabolical these people are. Let me tell you, that's why people think this show sounds crazy, because you haven't seen it yet. You're just normal, living your life. You don't understand. They think of you as a crop or as dinner, these government bureaucrats and welfare people. They see you like Wile E. Coyote sees the Roadrunner. You know, it was on a spit with juices dripping off of it. And this is how authoritarianism works. Now I'm going to go to break here, and I'm going to come back with Mr. Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, with how they're persecuting veterans and arresting them, grabbing them in mass, taking their guns. That's even mainstream news. This is big, important news on mainline persecution of the best people in this country on average. People that actually stand for the Republic. That's all coming up after the break. I mean, I can't believe this is even happening. I can't even believe it. I don't blame you for not believing it. But here's my special report I did on the family that had their kids taken for marijuana, and then now they tried to run to Cuba, sent right back. What do you think, a communist country? It's not going to send you back to another authoritarian country. But the point is, pot smokers, veterans, they're coming after all of you. The purge has already begun. Do you think in authoritarian countries they tell you they're authoritarian? You've got to recognize it. The globalists are going after their enemies, real Americans. Here it is. I want you to listen to me very, very carefully, because we are all in grave danger. A dire warning for every man, woman, and child, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. I have studied the 20th century, and I've studied tyrannies that came before it. And the exact pattern followed in Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, the list goes on and on. The exact pattern that was followed in those nations is now being established here. Do you think in Nazi Germany, in the first 6-7 years of the Nazis, that it was in the news that oppressive bad things were happening or that people were disappearing? No. Do you think from the time that Lenin was in power and decades later Joseph Stalin, do you think it was in the Russian news that the government was being oppressive and sending people to gulags and taking their children for minor offenses? No. The state-controlled and state-run media was promoting it as a good thing.
Now, we've talked a lot about how millions of veterans are getting letters saying you have to turn your firearms in. No judge, no jury, no psychological evaluation, no nothing. Turn your guns in. Others are being raided without warrants. Their guns are being confiscated. They're being put in psychiatric facilities and are being billed for it. And then being told you won't be released unless you sign papers agreeing that you're mentally ill. I've interviewed them. You've seen it in your local news. It is a purge that's happening.
The hospital, my primary care physician called to have a wellness check placed on me, and the local police perform a wellness check. Well, the local police came up, and there was nothing wrong with me. I had no, there was no anxiety. I wasn't combative. I wasn't with anybody, so I had no witnesses, and they didn't have a warrant, and they through intimidation forcefully commandeered my vehicle and entered my home, searched and seized my weapons, and then carted me away in an ambulance to a psychiatric evaluation, which I was held for 72 hours.
And Homeland Security says veterans, returning veterans, are the number one terror threat when statistically they have one of the lowest crime rates. This is a group being demonized. You've seen where Illinois has tried to put people in jail for life for filming or taping police in public, something completely protected under the First Amendment.
75 years behind bars. A prison sentence that long is rarely handed down, and it's usually just for murderers or rapists. But a local man faces 75 years in prison for a nonviolent crime. What he's accused of doing is something many people have done, but most don't realize it's actually illegal.
It's a felony if you're taping.
You guys are public. You're
recording.
A dozen states are using eavesdropping and wiretapping laws to arrest people who record audio of law enforcement without their permission.
I'm not shutting it off. Officer, well, you're going to jail.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a new case where a family reportedly went to a anti-government rally. And so the police raided them over it and found marijuana. And so because they allegedly had marijuana with their children were taken by the government. Now, the family got their children back at gunpoint, allegedly, and have fled. And the CNN headline doesn't even say it's the parents. They just say that anti-government people have taken children from a home and there's an Amber Alert.
These signs are up right now. An Amber Alert has been issued by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Police believe Chase and Cole Haken are with their parents, Joshua and Sharon Haken, who police are calling armed and dangerous.
Then they talked to the neighbors in the local newspaper there in Florida, and they said they were such a nice family, such sweet people. We don't know what happened to them. Well, they have the normal mammal instinct to protect their children.
The boys were taken from their grandmother's house in Lake Magdalene. That is in Hillsborough County. According to investigators, the couple lost custody of the two boys after an anti-government rally in Louisiana.
Right now, this family is, quote, on the run. But there's another chapter to all of this.
They are waiting for a judge to sign off on a search warrant before going inside. Once they do, and hopefully soon, they're going to be finding some clues, they hope, about where Haken and, more importantly, his children, where they might be.
The local newscasts go and show an InfoWars.com bumper sticker when they talk about anti-government to try to associate people that realize we have an occupational government with collaborators running it, of foreign banks that have taken over. Trying to associate those of us that are real Americans and are aware of what's happening with terrorism or kidnapping children. Anti-government people steal kids, kidnap kids out of home. Don't say it's their parents. By the way, these parents are both engineers with no criminal records in an upper middle class area.
Police across the state searching for two young boys.
Officials issued an Amber Alert yesterday. They believe the children were kidnapped by their own father.
The police were targeting people that went to a Tea Party rally. This is all on record. And supposedly found them a marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to take your children. Think of the ultimate crime of that from good families over marijuana.
We're also learning some new details about the family. The father, Joshua Haken, was arrested a year ago in Louisiana on drug charges.
Amber Alert search continues for two boys abducted from grandmother's home by anti-government parents. And the headline shouldn't be anti-government people grab kids out of home. It should be authoritarian government kidnaps children over petty pot charge and parents fight back. This is how they're going to disappear everybody from marijuana or being anti-government or filming police in public. This is how tyrannies work. In the first phases, they just start arresting people and throwing the book at them because they love liberty. Later then, they start arresting people en masse. But only after they have their national ID cards and their cash.
That's right. The full report is up on Infowars.com. Mass arrest and gun confiscation has begun, but if a tree falls in the forest and nobody heard it, did it make a sound? We'll be back with the persecution of veterans, and even the New York State Police are speaking up saying they're being given unlawful orders. Isn't it time to say no to this tyranny together?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, for the balance of the hour, Doug Hagman is a really interesting journalist and also a longtime private investigator with many law enforcement certifications, an amazing source from Fox News, Neil Cavuto, to this radio show from Coast to Coast AM, you name it. Incidentally, I'm on with George Norrie for the full 3 hours Tuesday night, or the 16th is Tuesday night, right, guys, on these same subjects, so that should be interesting. HomelandSecurityUS.com is the news website. We're going to go to him in a moment. And I, you know, really respect some of the other guests we have on, like Joel Skousen. But then he hears Hagman on saying, I have these Homeland Security sources. And Skousen says, well, there's no way these sources are actually giving you this info because they would get in trouble. I've had federal marshals, FBI, state police, high level. I'm going to just stop right there. Just last week, I was talking to a high level person. And the thing is, they're all so sick of the New World Order. More like 80% of the mid-level and low-level are against this. It's only the very top that's for it. That's why they've already lost if we just stand up. So I'm going to get him back on because he's been critical, saying there's no way Hagman has these sources. Well, so much of what Hagman has talked about is confirmed by my sources, and I know I have real sources. And, boy, Hagman said last year when Obama gets back in, it's full pedal to the metal. They're going after the Christians. And I said, Christians? And that's all. And now Fox News, Christians listed as terrorists. In Army training manuals, the state police went public 5 days ago. In the Colorado papers, I covered it. There's the headline. Army labels Christian ministries as domestic hate groups. Catholics, you name it. And sure, it sounds crazy. I don't blame people not believing this, but it's happening. And then the state police of Colorado came out and said, we're being told in meetings with the feds to prepare to confiscate Christians' guns. I mean, that's like saying we're going to confiscate the Jews' guns in Nazi Germany. That is so illegal, so unconstitutional. And I got to be honest with you. I'm even shocked by the Obama people. I mean, you turn on MSNBC and it's all gun owners are racist crackers. They actually use that term, who will be dealt with. I mean, it's like listening to the communists in the 60s or something in the U.S. I mean, it's joke level, like the communist in Network or something with Howard Beale. I mean, it's so over the top. You're like, is this really happening? Well, it is. We've gone out in Austin. They say turn the guns in interviews we did months ago. We've gone out. They say ban water if the government says. That video is up on DrudgeReport.com right now in the gun grab group. And so is this video. Here it is.
We're going to repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Only the police and the military need to have guns. We can trust them. They've never done anything wrong. And we're just going to get the legal registered guns off the street.
You don't have to convince us, my friend.
This will remove all the law-abiding registered gun owners and then the criminals sign. The criminals won't turn their guns in, so they'll still have their guns after we repeal the Second Amendment. Thanks for supporting that. Come on, bro. You don't want the kids to die.
All right, that's enough. And then he's got an old lady saying it's for the Lord. I want to go to Doug Hagman, HomelandSecurityUS.com. Doug, I mean, this is so over the top, but I guess when you study history and look at old tyrannies, you're like, how'd they get away with that? It's so ridiculous. But they're moving even faster than I thought, and they're so desperate to get our guns. And as you said a year ago, list gun owners is the new group to purge. They know we're not going to turn them in, and they really think this is a civil war they're going to start and win. Doug, what are your high-level Homeland Security sources saying? Because my sources are saying the same things you're saying. And how will they get away with this when I was talking, okay, high-level Secret Service agent. I'll just say that. I mean, high-level. And he said, no one likes Obama. They're all completely freaked out. It's like Ceausescu or something. How far can this go?
Well, hi, Alex. And look, that's a great question. I don't know. I do know that they are certainly determined. They have a very tenacious plan in place. Here's the situation from my source, according to what I've been receiving. This is a fight on a it's a multi-level fight. Number one, they're going after the veterans, obviously, as you very well pointed out.
We're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Right. Number two, they're going after anyone in the states that are willing to cooperate with the Obama and Biden agenda. Now, Biden is the point man. It's my understanding that Biden has a lot to do, a lot of play with this, as well as the DHS. My source within the DHS is telling me that Biden and some DHS sources, including but not limited to Janet Napolitano, are meeting with various governors, and the governors are meeting with the, well, in this case, with the New York State Police Superintendent, Joseph DiAmico, who supports Obama, supports this anti-gun agenda.
Yeah, they have the police chiefs. They have no one else.
Right.
I mean, that's what I've learned, is that finally the feds have woken up and are like, are we in North Korea? I mean, because it's like, we're going to arrest the Christians. We're going to take their guns. I think that in these briefings at the state level finally woke everybody up.
Exactly. But Alex, you mentioned something, or you asked something kind of interesting. How do they expect to get away with this? I think a lot of people have a tendency to look at this as just a single initiative, this happening in a vacuum. According to my source, they're planning on taking further action when the economy collapses, when the dollar collapses. We're facing a tremendous economic, we're in dire straits, and it's going to be a lot easier to turn in your neighbor with the guns, or even turn in the guns yourself for food if you're not prepared for what's coming economically.
No, yeah, that's why they're digging in. They're going to,
that's right.
We're going to look like Greece.
Exactly. So there are multiple fronts, multiple battles, multiple theaters of operation. What really surprised me, though, Alex, last week is I received a call from talk show host out of Buffalo, New York, Tom Bowerly, a good friend of mine, who said, hey, did you hear about the case of David Lewis? Well, David Lewis is a 35-year-old librarian. You reported on it. In fact, I think you might have even talked to his attorney, James Tresvant. I was on his program on Friday. We compared notes from our sources. He has similar sources to mine. And they're all saying, look, this is the start. New York is one of the ground zero states, as they put it, for gun confiscation.
It's the beta test along with California. For those that don't know, even California papers, and I have them linked in our article, New York State Police admit wrongly confiscating guns under new laws. Clerk's office suggests legislation has serious flaws. The state police themselves, except for the commandant, are saying we're being told to do things that are illegal. These vets have not been adjudicated mentally ill. They're just taking their guns en masse.
Exactly. And the other aspect of this, too, Alex, is that they're using the HIPAA. They're circumventing HIPAA, and they're using some various aspects that are hidden in Obamacare, this Affordable Health Care Act, that also plays into this as well.
I will write that down from your sources, because you're up there in New Jersey, New York, and that's where you've really got all your connections. Doug Hagman, HomelandSecurityUS.com, is our guest. And we're going to get into this because, folks, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Thousands of emails. Vets are having their guns taken everywhere. This is a purge. Nobody will tell you about it because we're in an authoritarian nightmare with a bunch of sold-out prostitute media traitors.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My ancestors, many of your ancestors, founded the American Republic. My ancestors founded the Texas Republic. And I intend to refound the Republic. Born again hard. The secret is you don't know how much power you've got. The criminals that have taken over this country, they know the power of liberty. That's why they want to shut it down. That's why they want to demonize those of us that know the truth. And again, I'll say this. A lot of times when I get a Homeland Security document, what I do is I call the phone number on it. And I've read these over the years. I can tell when they're real and when they're not. And I'll call the phone number. And I mean, FBI, you name it, answers the phone. They'll be like, and how do you have this? And I'll give them the code number on it. One time I got an Army document a few years ago that was classified. But I mean, they're going to persecute me for getting a FEMA camp document. So then they released it, but redacted and said I shouldn't have it. You're like, okay, we're going to release it. It's not a big deal. The point is, that's good news that the majority of people, even in the federal government, get, whoa, we're in briefings demonizing Christians now and founding fathers and quoting Mao. You've got seven White House czars. I'm going to do a video on this. I'm going to do a video on it this week. Quoting Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in history. And I think the globalists are disconnected. I don't think that they understand that they're operating in full view. They think they're cloaked. They're not. Now, Doug Hagman, that's a whole other issue, is the fact that they settled the suit last year that they make male members of the Justice Department go before the tribunal of weird women that run it in their own little cult, named after a Greek island. And they sit there and dominate them and yell at them and scream at them and make fun of them and make them go office out of the bathroom. I mean, this is what happened to Ceausescu and others. The tyranny gets so weird and so mentally ill that, and we've seen FBI agents blow the whistle on the crack pipes on the White House Christmas tree and the desecration of Jesus. The truth is the government's not all full of bad people. So I want Americans to understand this takeover isn't a done deal. But cut to the chase on the persecution of veterans, where they're going, and how big of a deal is this, though, that you've got the connections, I've got the connections, telling me 80% of people in federal law enforcement are completely freaked out and now understand they're basically working for Mao Zedong.
Exactly the same information, Alex. In fact, in talking with Tom Bowerly, the host of WBEN, he's getting overwhelming positive support from the rank-and-file members of the New York State Police. It's the higher-ups that are causing these problems, that are actually pushing for the confiscation. But what you said earlier, we're in a time in history right now where our rights to privately own a firearm, they're under attack by this New World Order. Everyone made fun of it before. Now people are starting to set up and pay attention, and that's a good thing. But here's the deal. We've got a multifaceted war against us. The VA, for example, is playing a big part in this. The Obamacare, those 20,000 pages of documents, they're there for a reason. They hide a lot of the nuts and bolts, the architecture that will take away our rights to own, possess firearms in manners which we never would think that we would
see them coming. They're taking veterans' guns and kids that have had their legs blown off, and they say, there's no way you couldn't be depressed with your legs blown off. Your kids are taken. I mean, it's outrageous.
Exactly. And they're circumventing the provisions of the HIPAA Act. This is a copy of a letter here I'm holding from the County of Erie. This was initiated by the New York State Police.
Yeah, show that closer to the camera for TV viewers.
This was received by Mr. David Lewis. It's from the County of Erie, but the initiative came from the Department of Homeland Security via Obama and Biden, their initiative, anti-gun initiative. But this was to David Lewis, and it says, quite simply, you are to immediately supply us with the following, us being the police department, every weapon that you own, every weapon accessory that you own, and every piece of every bit of ammunition that you own, as
under
well
penalty
as
penalty of perjury, violating your Fifth Amendment.
Yeah, failure to comply with this will be sufficient grounds for the revocation of your pistol license, and it also in there threatens potential further actions such as arrest should this person not
comply. So how are they so arrogant to go after? How many veterans are there? It's some gigantic number.
Exactly. But Alex, I look, everything is coming together. These are all the machinations of this regime in tandem with DHS, using the medical records. And Obamacare is not about health care. It's about the centralization of data. And that's what we have to really zero in on, as well as the VA records, centralization of data. The Army, of course, the people that are going to be enforcing the Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act. We'll be also enforcing the very attributes to these confiscations of weapons. And I'll tell you what, Alex, I do have a feeling, even though David Lewis, the monkey wrench in his case, they didn't think he would get an attorney. He got an attorney out of Western New York who specializes in Second and Fourth Amendment issues. And I'll tell you what, they backed down, which is a good thing. Yet they continued to lie, saying, well, we had the wrong person altogether.
Well, sure, well, but I mean, what about the checkpoints now where they catch veterans with over a 10-round mag and charge them with 5 felonies? I mean, this is incredible. Look at this article up at InfoWars.com. DOD issues instructions on military support of civilian law enforcement. We have direct links to the Department of Defense, and there's all these videos and photos training for door-to-door gun confiscation and riot control, and they're now telling them, yes, we're prepared for collapse and mass arrest during civil unrest in law enforcement. Like you said, they're getting ready to collapse us. This is horrible. How do we stop this?
Well, I think we stop it just by what we're doing. I mean, short of standing in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square. Look, we're doing what we're doing, but we're playing our zone. We're playing our position. I think what we need is, to be honest with you, what we need is our people to stand next to us, behind us, beside us. We all need to say, no, we're not going to take this anymore. Look, as you pointed out, they see how much they can get away with at the airports, filling up your mother, your daughter, your sister, whatever. We took it. We've taken everything. It's, you know, where is our red line in the sand? Where's our line in the sand? Will this be it? Is this sufficient to wake people up? We have to stand together, and we have to fight against this, Alex. And I think that we are doing everything in our power to educate the public. I think the public has to understand how evil, how sinister.
Well, that's the thing. You spend all day on this. I spend all day on this. You know, you talk to breathless high-level federal agents, go, my God, you can't imagine what's going on. I can't tell you national security. I mean, the state police came out. It's not even national news. And when we're in meetings bad-mouthing all Christians, asking if we'll put them in camps and take their guns. I mean, it's Twilight Zone. But I guess that's what tyranny's like.
Oh, the Christian aspect of this is huge, we as well as the children. And by the way, according to my source at DHS, that little the public service announcement by MSNBC Melissa Harris Perry about the children being part of the collective, this is part of the initiative for groupthink, and this plays into the anti-gun agenda.
No, you don't understand. My main news director, Rob Dew, had a neighbor come over when his boys were playing in the front yard and tell him he was a bad father. That wasn't safe. And I'm sure you've heard where they've arrested parents for their kids playing in the front yard now. And she was a Soviet officer and told him she would call in the forces against him. I mean, this. Did you see the video where the Californians say, put the whites in jail?
Oh, I did see that, yes.
But I mean, who are these people? They're just crazy.
It's so insane. Alex, did you really? I mean, I really never thought we would get to this point, especially willingly or without some sort of blowback. But I'll tell you, I'm very surprised. But
stay there. We're going to come back and get the key intel you want to go over. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver and impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I just retweeted it, Real Alex Jones, the Drudge Report, where on the left-hand side they have the link to Californians signing a petition to arrest gun owners, house-to-house raids. The petitioner even says we're going to stop whites. I mean, just bizarre racial garbage, but it's all a repeat of what MSNBC pushes. And it's just venomous that the collectivists funded by foreign banks are making their full move because they're all going to go to jail if they don't. They've signed us on to the derivatives. They've involved themselves in frauds that make Bernie Madoff look like an angel and Tin Lane look like a Boy Scout. And so they're fully committed. Doug Hagman, researcher, journalist, amazing private investigator with really important connections and the Northeast law enforcement. I want to play a clip here of city councilman, who's mayor pro tem at times, Mike Martinez, saying, hey, we're going to register guns now. We'll confiscate later, to a guy that had a sign saying stop gun ban. But I really think they've miscalculated. I think they look at their own constituents that don't know what planet they're on and think that all of us are like that. I don't think they realize that they may have gone too far, reached too far, and that their revolution's going to fail. And I don't just say that from a wish. I intellectually am immersed in this. And I think they've gone too far. What do you say?
I think that they have, but and they didn't. They're not expecting the level of blowback in certain areas, but they're still going to double down, Alex. The information I'm getting from my DHS sources: number one, these people are evil; they are involved in the occult, and that was a surprise for me to hear at the level at that particular
level.
Look
at MTV. Kesha teaches 10-year-old girls how to commit suicide. I mean, it is just insane. Pure devil worship everywhere.
Well, exactly. And based on this, and based on the fact that they intend to double down, you've got they fully intend to have a universal gun registration in place before the end of the year.
These are people that call men in and scream at them and talk about their genitals and make them stay in the bathroom. They're crazy, so they're not going to stop.
No, they're not. And I avoid trying to set dates, but look at certain events. Again, the DHS source says, look, when you see a dip in metals and you see the manipulation with the economy becomes obvious to the average person on the street, then you're going to see a more forceful attack against gun ownership. You're going to see the attacks against the First Amendment. If you are a Christian, if you're a sovereign citizen, if you're, of course, everything you go through.
By the way, I mentioned the Justice Department stuff from last year. People may have forgotten about that. Tell people what, and they settled on it. Tell people what reportedly is going on with the women that run it.
Oh, it was described to me as kind of like a scene out of Caligula. I mean, are you talking about the DHS?
Yeah, the sex stuff. Yeah, remember it came out in the news, but you said it was much worse than what.
Yeah, it's exponentially worse than what's being reported. There is sexual intimidation, sexual favors at the highest levels of DHS, and it's just so hard to even describe. But you have this open sexual tension, animosity. If you don't follow certain things or do certain things, you're ostracized.
Yeah, it turns out that these women aren't just into women once they get full power. It's all about dominating males. That came out in the news.
You're right on the money. And once again, people have to understand.
I mean, we're talking about high-level FBI agents are told your job's gone if you don't wear a dog collar.
It's that bad and even worse. And we talked about this at the, you and I spoke about this last year. And everything that we've talked about seems to be coming to pass in terms of the information we shared last year. They want this agenda complete. They want to take down our country. We are a captured operation. It's that plain and simple. This country is captured from within. The DHS is working.
Can you imagine wanting to make FBI agents come in and put dog collars on and be leg around on chains? I mean, what type of freaks? I want cheese enchiladas. I mean, I want to go fishing. I don't want to make people wear dog chains. I mean, what is wrong with these freaks?
Exactly. I don't. Well, again, when you're that into the occult practices, and there is this occult satanistic aspect with this sadomasochistic part, that's a big part of this. It's just unbelievable. But
on MTV now unless you teach 10-year-olds how to be in bondage and commit suicide. I was watching these videos today. The guys were showing me where they teach young girls how to commit suicide on TV.
You can't have anything wholesome at all. You've got to go to that extreme. It's everything is backwards and upside down.
But then they want to blame us for 20 dead kids. Let's play this clip of city councilman under Bloomberg's control with the police chief who claims he's coming in next Friday saying, oh, he wants registration, but the guy has a sign for radio listeners because you can't see it all. He points at the sign that says no gun ban. He says, what we're doing now, which is registration, then you're going to need that sign because we're going to do that, which is gun confiscation, and the crowd roars. Here where I live in Texas, they're telling us they're going to get our guns. Here it is.
Austin City Council member Mike Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on the African-American City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently. But because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So
so you hang on to that.
We will make your sign legitimate shortly about gun bans, so you hang on to that. So they registered, then they confiscated. And the full video up on InfoWars.com shows them a woman punches him in the back, one pro-gun guy with a guy next to him, two guys. Then the cops come over, not the state police. The state police actually tell the Austin police, hey, what are you doing? This is our jurisdiction on the Capitol. Come over like, and the news said the pro-gun guys caused a disturbance. And it's just, I'm so sick of their lying. But, I mean, what do you make of that clip?
That happened to you, Alex, a number of times.
Yes.
I mean, this is a standard operating procedure right now. And I just can't stress this enough. You're going to see more of this. Their goal is total confiscation of all firearms, personal protection gone. Part of this, too, is the ammunition aspect. It's difficult to get ammunition today. This plays into, according to my source, this is all part of it. I mean, backdoor gun, how do you control guns?
I mean, if you take the bullets, ammunition? Yeah, now it's over 2 billion plus. Let me ask you this. You've got the sources, I've got the sources. If they totally get now, the state police of Colorado are public saying this is crazy, and the New York state police are saying this is crazy. If we actually have the foot soldiers, how are they going to do this then if their own people have figured it out?
Well, I don't think that they're going to go right out and use a SWAT team. There will be several high-profile examples, but the key point what was driven home to me by my source is, look, it's going to be all about the money. It's going to be all about the food. You're going to be hungry and broke.
So it's the collapse. Let's go to Feinstein on 60 Minutes saying if she had the vote, she would ban all semi-autos. Here it is.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
All right, and then we'll go ahead and go to this next clip. Here it is.
I'm sorry, but this is the problem with the gun debate, is that it's a constant center-right debate. There's no left in this debate. Everyone on the left is so afraid to say what should be said, which is the Second Amendment is bull. Why doesn't anyone go at the core of it?
And then he goes on to say, just ban it all with Bob Costas. Again, these guys live behind armored gates with armed guards and have guns. And they're just flaming authoritarians. There's no left or right. There's authoritarian, there's liberty. We're with liberty, they're authoritarians. It's time to shatter that paradigm. Final comments, Doug Hagman from the Northeast Intelligence Group.
We're just seeing the from the bottom up, the top down, in the inside out. Obama said he was going to fundamentally change this country. He's doing it. This agenda has been in the works for more than the Obama regime, but nonetheless, he is the one who has been
appointed. He's the change agent. He's the star quarterback. What do you make of AP hiring North Koreans to run AP? Did you hear about that?
I'm
entering the twilight zone here.
Yeah, well, I mean, but what would we expect? Would we expect something other than that? I'll tell you what,
Doug, let me get you back during the week. I'm going to set you up Sunday this week. Can you do it?
Yeah, can do.
All right, thank you. HomelandSecurityUS.com. Thanks for coming on Sunday night. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Folks, if you aren't paying attention, something's wrong with you. America has been taken over by a bunch of criminals because we've been complacent. It's time to wake up or be totally enslaved. InfoWars.com. Get that video out.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chicago.